From an undisclosed location in Bloomington, Indiana, this is A Dose of Common Sense. I am Ashley F. Along with me, as always, is Ashley S. You can say hi, Ashley.
Hi, everyone.
See, we don't use last names because we don't want you to find us and come and kill us.
Rob us horribly.
Also that, or follow us to the Steak and Shake, whatever floats your boat. So keep it PG, Ashley. It's gonna be on the
Effing Steak and Shake.
iTunes. So I guess we should tell everybody a little bit about ourselves. I'm Ashley F. I'm a journalism major here at our undisclosed location in Bloomington, Indiana. That's really, I think, all you need to know about me. What do you got for us, Ashley?
I'm Ashley S. I am a language major here at an undisclosed location. And that's about all you need to know about me.
Alrighty, so we today are going to talk about a few things. First of all, though, we are going to talk about the lovely experience, which was Congressman Baron Hill's town hall meeting last night.
First of all, I gotta say this. Was Northeast Thai fucking amazing or what? They
Ashley,
had
language.
effing amazing.
That Bloomington North High School is a very nice high school, by the way. I don't remember what your mascot was, but go whatever you guys are, because you had like
They had a
a
courtyard
courtyard.
and a Nesquik vending machine.
You had
Okay,
vending machines.
you're up there in life when Nesquik has a
Gives
vending
you a
machine.
vending machine. Exactly. It was a very nice school. I wish I could go back to high school there. I think we should set the scene though, talk about who was there. We got there around 4 o'clock, and there was already kind of a line
Jumped
started.
from a moving vehicle to get in that line.
Yes, I basically kicked Ashley out and had her get in line just in case. We had some really old people. There was a couple little kids there that like their families had brought with them.
Probably couldn't get a babysitter. I babysit, guys.
Yeah, we babysat P little Paris. She was pretty adorable. Not Michael
She was
Jackson's
African.
Paris, let's be clear. This is a different kid.
She was adorable.
So there was pretty big age range. We had a table for Organize for America and Campaign for Change. Not at all shady. We had people coming around with petition-y things to get contact info from SEIU.
Well,
Also,
they were scoping out beforehand. If you actually listened, they were scoping everyone out beforehand, and they were like, "Oh, what party do you affiliate with?" And they were noting clothes and groups and
they
whatnot.
were. Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh
But
yeah.
I know, SEIU. We should start coming up with some theme musics for these organizations like Glenn Beck's show. But SEIU, as we know, wants to create a more just and humane society with by promoting economic and social justice. This is where we should have some cue music for income redistribution, because that's what they're after.
Oh yeah.
So
Well.
people from Baron Hill's camp were kept walking up and down the line, scoping it out. You had people with their Healthcare Reform Now shirts and stickers and signs. You had people with, Don't take away our Constitution signs
It
and
sounds
stuff.
great on paper, but let's face it, if you put it into practicality, it never works. It never has worked. And
Yes,
it's great that
Ashley,
these
but we're not talking about the bill today. We'll do that another time. But
Well,
like,
it's great that these
Congress.
people can live in an idealistic world and have
I
all
know.
these
Congress
wonderful
actually comes
dreams.
back in session Tuesday. President Obama will be making a speech to them Wednesday about health care, so I'm assuming
When
that.
doesn't he make a speech? He just
I know,
loves
right?
microphones.
I'm assuming that they won't have passed the bill before his speech. I don't know. I don't know why it's such a rush to pass it. Nothing in it comes into place until 2013. But the funding will start now. Because that's how you fund things. Anyway, so we stood next to a group. Their mom of the group is the leader of the Monroe County Women Republicans or something of that effect.
She was awesome, bless her heart, knew nothing about politics, just
She
decided she
just
needed to get
joined
involved and
because of this, and she had two high school age daughters with her,
Oh yeah.
and
Very
they
polite.
had a video camera, and they were supposed to just go around asking people, why are you
Well, they
here,
were completely professional. They were very unbiased. All they asked was, "Why are you here today and what party do you affiliate yourself with?" Not, "Do you consider yourself to be wrong or the other side?" It was just, "Why are you here and who do you
Right,
side with?"
right.
And that was
And
it.
since
And
you were there, Ashley, you can describe what happened to these peaceful, professional little high school girls.
Oh, well, they're going around, they're asking their questions, and some people are giving them all a hard time, and I say hard time, I mean you can watch them verbally abuse these girls, and they're getting in
and they have
face.
It all on
they're
tape, right?
Angry. Absolutely they do. They have it on their home camera. That they were just there just doing it for posterity's sake, just doing it for their own good. They weren't gonna, you know, go send it to Channel 11 or anything else like that, but they're sitting there, and let's face it, they're young. They're still repeating what their parents tell them to, kind of thing. They don't... They're
the
too
mom
young
just wanted to document the experience.
Exactly.
So,
and,
you know, we could remember what happened, you know, kind of covering their bases, like Beck or Judge Napolitano says, you know, you need to film everything to, you know, in case anything does happen, you have it ready
exactly.
to go.
And so, you know, I just can't stand people that bully children. I can't stand it. And, you know, the 5-year-old girl, everybody was concerned about.
It's such a low, easy thing to try and do.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
to
I'm
going to
pick
child.
On this person who I know knows nothing about what we're talking about. It's going to make me feel awesome because I'm going to win the argument. And, you know, I'm not at all going to look bad by putting this little kid in their place or trying to change their ideology.
No, not at all. And you know what? That is a personal decision that I think just lowers you as a human being. But I went over there because I did do a little bit of research. I did quite a bit of research, actually. And so for every argument they had, I was having a counter-argument. And let's face it, these people just did not want a reason, and it was ridiculous. And there was one lady that, honestly, if there had not been a banner between us, I think she would have been in my little personal bubble. So,
your personal bubble of getting a beat down.
Yeah, that
personal
would have
beat down bubble. Not really, because, you know, and I would like to also point out that nowhere in this meeting did I see swastikas.
No,
or
not at all.
Anger on the part of the dissenters. Only on the part of the supporters.
I will say this though, there were some people from the dissenters that didn't need to be there. There weren't nearly as many as there were on the supporter side. However, there were some people that were a little too emotionally involved, I think. And
yeah, every time anything happened, they were just like, oh, like, I mean, I understand sometimes personal stories about your own health experience are relevant to the conversation as long as they were followed by a question, but there
exactly.
were people who would go on for 10 minutes about a sob story and never ask a question, and the point
no,
of the forum is to ask questions.
Yeah, no, not at all, and it's just, it makes them look foolish when you're sitting there with your party trying to look very official, and you have one person that's just, you know, stirred into a froth, and unfortunately that's the tactic of the supporters, was they used emotional artillery, and they just really got tempers running high, and it just was not fair to
yep.
everybody else. And you just kind of have to be prepared for that.
So about an hour beforehand, they let us in. We find our seats. Yay, we're sitting. And we start talking with this guy in front of us who's he makes prosthetic limbs. I don't remember the medical name for his medical job.
It's like a prostitution or something.
Yeah, prostitution. I don't know.
Prosthetic is in the word.
Yes, exactly. And he was talking about how, you'll have to correct me if I'm not recounting the story right. He was talking about how he'd heard a group of people that were base Obama supporters, campaign for, or Organizing for America people, they were basically delegating who would sit where so that
yes,
there was
they
always...
were. The same people that had been in the line scoping out people were counting heads again in the aisles, and they were making sure that they took the left side, the right side, they were dividing up the center. All those people that had stood together that were dissenters were split up, so there was never more than a little small pocket of them, and they were
that way they were
by...
everywhere so that if something were to happen, they could have shouted down the opposition.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Although it is interesting to note that the auditorium at BHS North was not full. The back sections were only about half full. All of the ground level was full, but
the ground
back
level
half...
was absolutely packed. That was impressive.
Yeah, it was. So we walk in and we see a sign that I believe says audio video recording to accredited media only. To which I'm thinking, not gonna happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, I went through the channels. I legitimately, for my J210 visual communication, we have to do a still photography project. We have to use those pictures to make a magazine layout. And we have to do a video, like, broadcast project. So,
and I went through legitimate channels, said I was your friend,
yes,
I was going to help you.
We went through the channels, I said...
manage two machines at once.
Yes, I said, I want to take some still photographs of the senator for this project of, or not senator, congressman of this, for this project of mine. They won't be flash photographs. They won't be in anybody's way. I don't need to take a lot of them, just a few so I can use them in my slideshow for my picture.
Well,
she said, okay. She said to write down my name and like what it was for. So I wrote my name and like School of Journalism. And she gave me the media sticker and I sat down. I also taped the whole thing.
No, let me interrupt you here. I got a completely different experience. You know, I go up there and I said the same thing. I was like, look, my friend's in journalism. She has two projects that are due that are very closely related, the still frame and the film. I was like, you know, we just very respectful. We won't cause trouble or anything else like that. And she's like, that's fine. And this is what she told me. As long as there was no flash and no disruption and people could still see, it was acceptable.
Yes, she said that the main reason they'd said that was because they didn't want it to be disruptive. And we were like, okay, you know, we're not here to disrupt. Yeah. I just want to get these pictures for my project, and I just want to videotape this whole thing. That way, if something happens, that, you know, we have it, and if somebody tries to come out and say, this is what happened, we can basically say, no, that's not what happened, and have the video of it.
Absolutely.
So, Congressman Hill's introduced by somebody, was it the mayor of Bloomington?
I'm not familiar with Indiana.
Oh, I don't know who he was. I think he was the mayor of Bloomington. That's not the point of the story. And he's up there, yada, yada, yada. They're introducing him. Everybody's giving him a standing ovation. I'm not. And so...
Well, we were not clapping, but we weren't booing either.
Yeah,
we were
there
just
were people
down and
who, like, booed a little bit, but the mayor was like, let's everybody cheer, and then everybody boo to get it out of our system. I was like, okay, whatever, you're being funny.
Yeah, that worked.
So... he starts the thing, basically his opening comment was just reading a newspaper article, and I don't even remember what publication it was in, but it was basically saying, hey, look at all these countries and how their healthcare costs so much less and is so much more awesome than ours.
Which was incomplete information. So I'd like to
he reads that, out. And then he's like, basically, you know, I'm not going to talk anymore, because this town hall meeting, you know, is for you guys and what you have to say. And so somebody, you know, gets up to take their question, and the same lady who we dealt with earlier came down to our aisle and said she needed to talk with us. And the man at the end of the aisle basically said, is this going to be a confrontation? Because him and the guy in front of
you're missing some information, Ashley. Let me back up, okay?
Well, hold on. The guy in front of him had both wanted to take photographs of the event already. They, you know, were told no, and they were pretty much supportive of us, you know, trying to document it. And so they were going to
absolutely, and that was very respectful, but we got to back up because, first of all, we had the man come down, and there was a male usher, I guess, whatever
you
want to call him.
Yeah, he told
him.
Us
and
we
he,
need to put them away.
He was like, hey, you know, you guys can't film kind of thing. I showed him my media badge. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
You guys are doing fine, and walked off, no problem. But then he, I think, went to a higher authority when it became a little obvious what section, I would like to say, that we were in. Because then she came down, publicly escorted us back.
Yeah, I don't remember him going back there. I remember him going back to the front where he was, or I just didn't pay any attention to him. So the lady comes down again and says she wants to talk to us. And the guy in the end of the aisle basically is like, is this going to be a confrontation? And she's like, there's not going to be a confrontation. She's like, I don't want you confronting them or anything, basically. And she's like, it's not a confrontation. I just need to talk to them. She wasn't very polite about it, by the way.
She wasn't polite, but at the same time, we kept our heads about us, and we walked up there calmly and rationally.
So we went up. This was, like, during the thing. So basically everybody saw us being escorted to the back of the room.
Yeah, because, you know, that's not embarrassing or anything.
She told us that she called the School of Journalism, and our story did not check out. Which, of course, it won't if you call the office of the School of Journalism. One, I don't know how she called them, because the School of Journalism offices close at 5 p.m. So there's one there.
She personally admitted that she had only called, according to her, allegedly called the school. And when we told her it was for an individual class, she refused to call the professor.
But see, here's the thing that I just realized. The office of the School of Journalism closes at 5 o'clock. I don't know who she's contacting, because there's no one in that school to take any calls. There are teachers teaching classes after 5, but there's no administrative people there near where the phones are to answer any calls. So I don't know who she called.
And
but
we
then
were well into
I told her, you know, of course they wouldn't know because it's not a school-sponsored project. It is for my J210 visual communications project. We have to do a still photography picture and a video photography. Ashley's working on a video photography project. I'm working on my still photography project.
That would be Ashley F. on the camera.
Yeah. I'm working on my still photography. And she basically said, well, it didn't check out. And, you know, you really need to appreciate, you know, that, well, when I went up there the first time, she's like, I really appreciate, you know, you coming to talk to me, you know, and asking before you just started doing
it. Oh, absolutely. Nice
and so then she said, the reason we have this rule is because the building doesn't permit audio video recordings. Has anyone here ever been to a high school sporting event? Do you see families, parents, with video cameras, pictures, taking pictures
school
of the kids.
School plays
so
with
this not
kids.
Only is a different reason from the first one she gave us, but it is also, I think, a lie. So she told us this. Ashley's trying to argue with her, and I'm like, I really don't want to cause a scene. I was like, okay, whatever, because I also had my audio recorder going because, you know, I need audio for the project. I have to put a soundtrack to the thing. And I didn't necessarily want to get voices, what the congressman had to say, more, you know, like cheers and boos from the audience. Yes, I didn't disclose that I'd had this with me. But it was small, it was unobtrusive. And so, after it became apparent that we were being silenced, I made the conscious decision I wasn't going to turn that off. And so, I kept
well,
it
rolling. At that point, because we had been filming, I was not going to ask questions. I was going to try to be unbiased and professional, but when the camera was forcibly turned off, I decided I was going to ask a question.
Yes, and it was actually the question I'd written down for you to say. Because you have more chutzpah than I do. So you could tell the story of you confronting Congressman Hill. But I want to say what he said because it makes me very angry.
Well, go ahead, play the clip.
Okay, here is what happened. So, we have a congressman telling his constituents, the people who employ him, that this is his town hall meeting, and
he makes the rules.
Yes, he comes back afterwards, and I don't know if this is in the clip, I can't remember how I edited it. He does say, let me rephrase that. This is my town hall for you. Interestingly enough, the Indiana Daily Student today did not put in the, this is my town hall and I make the rules quote.
Yes,
they
he
put
comes
in,
back.
This is the my
rules.
Town hall.
And,
then he rephrased
hall
it
meeting.
For you. And they didn't put in the I make the rules part. So you have a... newspaper here is its own independent news organization. It is not at all affiliated in any way, shape, or form with the School of Journalism. It pays rent for the room it uses in the School of Journalism building. It gets funding completely from advertisers. That way the university doesn't have any editorial control over the paper. So it is a legitimate independent news source. And I understand why they and like... the newspapers and like Channel 13 and stuff, we're allowed to film. Although interestingly, after the meeting, a woman came up to us and asked me a question and got my name. She didn't have, it did look like she had a camera with her, but it was for like an e-newsletter. Which leads me to believe that I'm going to be vilified by the far left in some... But, oddly enough, today in the Twitter for the IDS, they posted the audio of the town hall meeting. So, it exists. So, I don't really think any problems are going to happen. Because, I don't know if it's the whole audio. I'll have to look it up on their Twitter, but... ooh, interesting story, by the way. Pause for a sec. From the Drudge Report. Finger bitten off during California health protest. An Obamacare supporter bit the finger off of a protester. O'Hanlon says the man got into an argument and fist fight during which he bit the left pinky off a 65-year-old man who opposed healthcare reform. I know, right? You know, Congressman Hill kept saying he couldn't see who's in the back of the room, and I guess maybe if he had better healthcare insurance, he could afford glasses to see everything. Yes, so, right now, trying to get on the IDS's website to see what this, if they have the whole town hall, if it's just like, let's pick out the best parts and put them on here. I don't know. It's loading, so I think it's the whole thing, but I'll pause it and let it load for a while. Anywho, so Ashley, you know, confronts Hill. She gets the applause, and he says, it's my town hall, and I make the rules. And I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, Hill was booed very much when he said that to you. There was, like, basically kind of an overall... Yeah, you said, you're a student, and you're just here, you know. I'm trying to find it to see if I can... to find you in their recording. It's harder without timestamps, because I know that you happen about 15 minutes in. But, so, the rest of the town hall, basically, in a nutshell, yay, Baron Hill's awesome. I don't agree with Baron Hill. Oh, I'm not going to answer your question. Oh, look, more sad, sad stories about people's medical bills. Boo-hoo. Yes. Horribleness. Oh, their audio isn't very good with the questions. It's very much... You can hear Congressman Hill and the IDS audio, but you don't really hear anybody else. I wonder if I'm in here anywhere. So, anywho, we'll look at that later. Maybe they have better audio. We can edit into our story. So, basically, Congressman Hill didn't answer any questions if they didn't really support him. Alrighty, cut in while I surf this audio. Oh, okay. Pause for a sec. The IDS recording does have both of us talking, and it has him telling you, this is my town hall and I make the rules. So, you know, it's not even my audio. You know what? Forget that. I'll get rid of the audio clip I have of it if it's a legal problem. The IDS has the audio file on their website of the town hall meeting. I'm going to save it on my computer. I still have mine. And I have all of my recordings from outside in the crowd. Oh, look at all these people. So, basically it was the biggest load of crap I've ever seen in my life. It was, and did you talk about, I'm sorry, I wasn't really listening because I was listening to the audio. But did you talk about when he called on that doctor? Well, there was this, I don't even remember his name, but I guess the whole, Dr. Stone, apparently the whole city of Bloomington knows this man. And he was called on, and there was like a 2-minute standing ovation for this guy. And he looked a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And he basically asked a question. I don't even remember what it was, but Congressman Hill said, you know, Dr. Stone's a good friend of mine. And I'm thinking, okay, you spent like the entirety before here talking about how people always complain that you call on people with green shirts because you think that they're plants for you. And yet... here you are talking about a guy who you are friends with. a little bit. I mean, whatever. So, yes, there were lots of standing ovations and lots of boos, especially when he didn't answer questions. The opposition was very vocal in their anger towards Congressman Hill. So I don't really have anything to add about the situation. I'm pretty angry about it still. Yeah. But on the bright side, if you still have all this anger, then you can come to visit the Bloomington stop of the Tea Party Express. Yes, the same Tea Party Express that is being mentioned nightly on the Record with Greta Van Susteren and more awesomely on Hannity. If you feel like going, it will be at 3rd Street Park on 352 South Washington Street at 11 a.m. in Bloomington, Indiana. Let me pull up the Tea Party Express website right now to see if there's any more information I can pull up. It is also on Sunday, stopping in Champaign / Bloomington, Illinois. Apparently there's a Bloomington, Illinois. Who knew? But the Tea Party Express, according to its website, is a national bus tour that will host a series of Tea Party rallies across the nation in an effort. The effort will begin again in California, and it will travel all the way to D.C. for the 9/12 taxpayer march on D.C. Each stop on the tour will highlight some of the worst offenders in Congress who have voted for higher spending, taxes, and government intervention in the lives of American family and businessmen. These members of Congress have infringed upon the freedom of the individual in this great nation, and it's time for us to say enough is enough. So, the Tea Party Tour will feature leaders in the anti-tax, conservative Tea Party movement, along with musical performances of the American Tea Party Anthem and Bailout Song. Never heard of those. At each Tea Party event. Now, I guess, these people that are going to be here, I've heard of none of them. But there'll be some reporters from Fox News. So, if you feel like getting seen on the TV, just go ahead and make yourself a poster and head on down to the 3rd Street Park. I will be there. Ashley will be there. If you can find us, more power to ya. Yeah, sure, you know, whatevs. Come find us. Come hang out. And I guess a nice segue from the Tea Party Party, the Tea Party Express. And it's... Oh, I didn't know that. Where'd you learn that? Oh. Well, what do you know? Yeah. Bring some flags and some tea bags. I actually have a box of tea bags, so. I have some at home, but that won't really help. It's my 8th grade U.S. history book. Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. Oh, sure. We'll segue into this, I guess. But, yeah, that U.S. history book probably won't be helpful. It's only from 1776 to 1877. Although a very eventful 100 years. Now, dude, it's a cool history book. I don't even know why I have it. Anyway, so... Yeah, I guess it's a nice segue, because I definitely did want to talk about this. Tuesday at, I think, noon. There are conflicting reports, noon, 1 o'clock. No one's really sure, I guess. If you are between the ages of, or in the grades of kindergarten, no, pre-kindergarten to 12th grade, you will be getting a little bit of time out of your regular educational endeavors to sit in front of a computer or C-SPAN and watch the President of the United States give you a speech about education. Actually, hold on, I'm pulling it up. Fox actually just did a story about how the questions have been revised. Originally this... The document, it's the, hey, media resources, this is what you should do to, you know, get your kids watching or getting them, you know, listening to the president and whatnot. But originally, one of the questions was basically writing down, why should we support the president and how can we go about helping him achieve his goals and stuff? So before the speech, if you're between pre-K and sixth grade, you're going to talk to your teacher about who is the president of the United States. What do you think it takes to be president? Apparently these kids know nothing about the Constitution. To whom do you think the president is going to be speaking today? And why do you think he wants to speak to you? And what do you think he will say? Then you talk about if you were the president, what would you tell students? During the speech, you need to think about, what is he trying to tell me? What is he asking me to do? What are new ideas or challenges has he given me to think about? And so, basically you have that. Then after the speech, teachers are going to tell kids, you know, write down your ideas about the speech, civic duty, personal responsibility, citizenship. And what they're trying to get the kids to do is think about, you know, whatever the president has to say about education and why education is important and being good at being educated, I guess. If you're between... It's very shady. If you're between 7th grade... Okay, I don't like this split because 6th grade is middle school where I come from, so you'll have 6th graders doing one thing and then 7th and 8th graders doing something different. But for 7th through 12th grade, you're supposed to come up with whatever a think-pair-share activity is. I don't know, I never did that before. To talk about what ideas and words you associate with responsibility, persistence, and goals, and how you would define those terms. Then you have to do a quick write brainstorming activity about what your strengths are and what you think makes you successful as a student and as a person. But then you're going to engage your students in short readings that are notable quotes excerpted from President Obama's speeches on education. Then you're going to talk about what are their interpretations of these excerpts. And based on these excerpts, what can you infer about what the president believes is important in order to succeed educationally? Then you're going to create a concept web to talk about why Obama wants to speak to you, how he will inspire you and challenge you, and what he might say. And do you remember any other historic moments when the president spoke to the nation? Okay, these kids are like, what, 16, 17, 18? They were born, what, 1990? I don't think Obama's the first president they remember. Or even paid attention to. These kids probably don't remember 9/11. I remember 9/11. But we're old. These kids are like 6 years old, younger than us. I don't know how they're going to, you know, remember any of this. They're probably going to say... Well, she's not in 7th through 12th grade. But... I mean, they're going to say, I remember when Obama was on the TV last week. I mean, this is... And these kids aren't watching, like, the news, okay? These kids are, like, out hanging out at skate parks and being emo and whatnot. And, you know, you get to listen to the speech, yada yada, talk about... Then afterwards, you're going to talk about the most important words and ideas. The title, they were supposed to come up with a title and a thesis to the speech. Which I guess is like an okay activity for high school kids to be doing to figure out what the theme was, because finding out themes are hard for... And then they're supposed to talk about what resonated with them and what lines or phrases they remember. Again, we're supposed to figure out who he's addressing. Is this not obvious? He's talking to students. He's going to talk about the importance of personal responsibility. And you're supposed to talk about who exemplifies this in your life, how individuals in the classroom are similar, and how they're different. And suppose Obama was going to give another speech about being educationally successful. Who would he speak to and what would he say? We're supposed to rank the three most important words in the speech. Again, is the president inspiring you to do anything? What do you believe the challenges of your generation are? And how can you be a part of addressing them? And then there's a video project contest. It is the Department of Education's I Am What I Learn contest. You will submit a video. I'm not sure what it's for. You can go figure it out if you want to. Then they're supposed to make goal setting activities. You're supposed to write down goals. The teacher will collect it. Basically, if you want to get down to the nuts and bolts of it, you're supposed to write down goals. The teacher will give the goals back to you. Yeah, mine as well. Mine as well. They're keeping both of my non-college sisters home. Right. I mean, it's basically propaganda. They're going to be using the schools for census too, which I guess is all right. They're going to be sending, from what I understand, just informational stuff like this is what a census is. This is why it's important with kids because, kids, according to the White House, have such a vital role in the household and such large voices. In my household, no one listens to the 10-year-old. Yeah, apparently, your parents who have been alive a lot longer, I mean, at least in my case, 40 years, they, I'm pretty sure, know what a census is. They've been doing it for four, they've done four of them. I'm pretty sure I had to learn a lot of stuff in fifth grade that kids aren't learning anymore, but that's besides the point. That's besides the point. I think this last thing we should just do next week when it's closer. So, yeah, I just don't even know anymore. We should do a show on the czars. It'll get great ratings if examples or any clue. And we could talk about all these great organizations that are a little shady. In Senate Bill 773, personal favorite of mine, Cybersecurity Act. That makes me angry, but we are so. Until next time, I hope that you use a little common sense when dealing with these issues. Again, I am Ashley F. Goodbye, America. 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 America.